Greg, speaking of nightmarish, that's got to be how Alex Ovechkin's feeling right now. 56 wins and still can't get out of the second round.
Yeah, and it's not on him. I think from what I've seen, there isn't a whole lot of blame Ovi going on, which is refreshing to see, because he played his heart out in these playoffs. I mean, he was their best forward by far in this series. Had a couple of assists in Game 6 and had more shot attempts than anybody else in the game. And, you know, I tallied it up last night when I was talking to him. I think I've been there for 7 of his 8 playoff eliminations, because I used to cover the Caps in D.C., and it hasn't gotten any easier to talk to Ovi afterwards. I mean, he was pretty devastated, and he said it himself. You know, there seems just to be something that's missing from this Capitals team each time, and it's hard to put your finger on what you do to shift the paradigm. I mean, this was by far the best team he's been on, and yet they you know, couldn't take advantage of the Penguins missing 2 defensemen in Game 4 and then get down 3-0 in an elimination game and have to climb out of that hole. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't think the Capitals do either.
As you look, though, at what happened last night, we can look at the other side of the bench, and we can look at the Pens, who finally shake loose a demon and get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. You look at Pittsburgh, Greg, and you see a roster that you go, yeah, they should be they should be competing for championships every year, and for whatever reason they haven't been able to do it. This year they did it. How did they do it?
Well, it wasn't with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. I actually just wrote about this on Puck Daddy. You could read the story now. It's amazing to see how the balance offensively of this Penguins team has come into focus ever since Mike Sullivan took over as coach. Malkin didn't have a point in the last 4 games against the Capitals. Crosby hasn't scored a goal since the Rangers series in the first round. And it was the Phil Kessel, Carl Hagelin, and Nick Bonino line, ostensibly the third line for the Penguins, that carried them in the series and carried them in their Game 6 win. And it's scary how deep they are. I mean, you know, full credit to Jim Rutherford, their GM, for acquiring Hagelin during the season, acquiring Bonino and Kessel last summer, knowing that they had to bolster the overall skill set of that forward group. And now you've got a situation with that line going as well as it is, where you've got to pick your poison. I mean, do you D up Sid's line? Do you D up Malkin's line? Or do you now D up the Kessel line? And it's, you know, in Kessel's case, it's interesting too. I mean, he had an amazing Game 6 with those 2 goals, but he's a guy who didn't seem to fit with Crosby, and he didn't play his best hockey with Malkin. And it almost seems like he's more comfortable now kind of being on a line that isn't in the top 6 technically. And he's right now leading the Penguins in playoff scoring. It's been remarkable to see.